Join the Football Pod on Off The Ball.
You don't have that many years as a player. You can't scratch off a year and have a bad year just because your coaches are gone. You have to be strong enough to be able to say, we're still going to have a great year.
Join in the obsession and tune in to the Football Pod on Off The Ball in partnership with AIB.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from both Xabi Alonso and Pep Guardiola, with Real and City both in action at the Club World Cup. We'll hear from Daniel Levy on his decision to sack Ange Postecoglou, and Ireland defender Andrew Omobamadele is going to extend his stay in France. But first to the Club World Cup, and Manchester City kick off their campaign this evening. City have spent nearly €130 million so far this summer. And boss Pep Guardiola could give debuts to Tijani Reinders, Ryan Aitnori and Ryan Cherki when they take on Wydad Casablanca in Philadelphia. One player who definitely won't be involved is Jack Grealish. The England international was left out of the squad for the Club World Cup, but Guardiola says that doesn't necessarily spell the end of his City career.
The fact is, the last two seasons he didn't play much minutes, and he has to come back to play and have the butterflies in his stomach that he can play every three days and show again the quality that he has.
Two other sides in that group, Al Ayn and Juventus, do battle in the other game in Group G in the early hours of the morning in Washington, D.C. Trent Alexander-Arnold could make his first appearance for Real Madrid tonight. Real take on Al Hilal of Saudi Arabia at 8 o'clock in Miami. Al Hilal boasts many players familiar with European audiences. Yacine Bonu, Kalidou Koulibaly, Henan Lodi, Ruben Neves, Sergei Milinkovic-Savage, Joao Cancelo and Alexander Mitrovic are all on the books, and they just appointed former Inter boss Simone Inzaghi as their new manager. It'll be the first game in the hot seat for new Real boss Xabi Alonso. He left Bayer Leverkusen at the end of last season. He won a Bundesliga title, a German Cup, and also got to the Europa League final. Alonso isn't expecting an easy ride in his first game in charge.
It's a club that they are strong on their league, that they have been challenging for the title this year as well. And the change, they have brought a top coach.
One other player who could also make his debut is former Bournemouth defender Dean Huijsen. The Spanish defender says he's delighted to be working with Alonso.
Everyone knows what he has been and what he is now. You know, as a trainer, he's also accomplished great things, and as a player, the same. So, yeah, we're just all excited.
That's where today, Austrian side RB Salzburg take on Mexican side Pachuca in Group H. The story of the games, however, yesterday was once again how poorly attended the matches were.
Acuna's at swinger. Oh, and there's the header! And they made it count. Set-piece perfection from River Plate. They now lead by 3-1.
There were less than 12,000 people at River Plate's 3-1 win over Urawa Red Diamonds in Seattle.
Here he is now. Arthur Salles finds the ball to a fellow Brazilian. He's Reinders. And that time, it will stand. Bafamba Bastile have arrived in Orlando, Florida. And they have finally found their opening goal of the FIFA Club World Cup.
So over 3,000 people were in attendance for Mamelodi Sundowns' 1-0 win over Ulsan HDFC in Orlando.
Oliver Torres in for Monterrey. Oh, the goal! At 39, it had to be Sergio Ramos. Aslani, and clipped in really cleverly here for Inter. Martinez to level. There's the captain, and there is Inter parity.
40,000 saw Monterrey's 1-1 draw with Inter at the Pasadena Rose Bowl. Even though California has a high Mexican immigrant population, but that didn't even half fill the stadium. Fluminense and Borussia Dortmund played out a boring 0-0 draw. Just under 35,000 people were in the 82,500 capacity stadium for that match. Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy says they sacked Ange Postecoglou because the club has to be challenging in all competitions. The Australian led Spurs to a first trophy in 17 years when he won the Europa League last month. But speaking on Tottenham's own YouTube channel, Levy says the team finishing 17th in the Premier League meant it was time for a change.
It was a collective decision. It wasn't my decision. We do everything together. Emotionally, it was difficult, but we believe we've made the right decision for the club. I'm very grateful to Ange. You know, I don't regret disappointing, Ange. You know, in his first season, we finished fifth. And in our second season, we were over the moon to win a trophy.
Another person who could be on the way out of Spurs is captain Heung-min Son. Saudi Arabian clubs Al Ahly, Al Nassr and Al Qatsiyah have expressed interest in the South Korea international, with the trio each prepared to pay £34 million for him. And despite not having done business with West Ham since 2011 because he doesn't get on with the club's owners, Levy is prepared to bite the bullet in an effort to bring Mohamed Kudus to North London. The Ghanaian has an £85 million release clause on his contract, but Spurs are believed to be preparing to test the waters with a £50 million lowball offer. England captain Leo Williamson is confident they still have the talent to successfully defend their women's Euro title. They'll have to do without three experienced players from their winning campaign 3 years ago. Fran Kirby, Mary Earps and Millie Bright are not part of the squad in Switzerland. But Williamson says there's still plenty of talent coming through though.
It's tough going in without the experience that they offer. But I respect all of them for the decisions that they've made. And we're a team on a mission, so we haven't got necessarily time to stop right now. But we'll miss them. But we're well versed to fill that gap.
Ireland defender Andrew Omobamadeli is on his way back to France to play for Strasbourg. The league slip man spent the second half of last season on loan there and has now made the loan move a permanent deal on a 4-year contract. Omobamadeli joined Nottingham Forest from Norwich in 2023 for £11 million and he made 11 Premier League appearances.
Just headed that ball without a challenge and then the driven shot! What a goal! Paul Pogba breaks the deadlock in the 41st minute.
Ligue 1 side Monaco were interested in a move for free agent Paul Pogba. The 32-year-old's been well out of club since he left Juventus by mutual agreement in November 2024. His last competitive appearance was September 2023. The decision to leave the Serie A side followed the reduction of his 4-year anti-doping ban after it was reduced to 18 months in October. Pogba's successful appeal at the Court of Arbitration for Sport meant he was eligible to return to training in January and play in March. The Athletic reported in April that DC United were the MLS side that owned Pogba's discovery rights. Pogba had been linked to a move to MLS in part due to the time he'd spent in the US during his ban. He may have 91 caps for France and has won a World Cup with them, but Pogba has never played professionally for a team in his homeland. Liverpool are believed to be willing to let Joe Gomez leave Anfield this summer, and there's no shortage of suitors for the England international. Sunderland, Newcastle, Aston Villa, Everton, West Ham, Leeds and Burnley have formed a disorderly queue for the 28-year-old, who's valued at around £30 million.
Watkins. Good pass, Ramsey! Two-goal lead established for Aston Villa. They are flying this afternoon.
Aston Villa, meanwhile, have slapped the tag of £40 million on Jacob Ramsey as they bid to avoid falling foul of Premier League profit and sustainability rules. The midfielder is currently the subject of interest from Tottenham and West Ham. Fulham, Leeds and Sunderland are all scrambling to sign Strasbourg's Senegalese midfielder Habib Diarra, while the two newly promoted sides of that trio of clubs are also interested in signing Celtic's American defender Cameron Carter-Vickers. Millwall defender Jaffa Tanganga is also wanted by Sunderland, who'll have to fight off interest from Millwall's bitter rivals Crystal Palace if they want to secure his signature. According to Sky Sports, Italia Como are in advanced negotiations with Toulouse for England under 21 international Charlie Cresswell. The central defender turns 23 in August and is currently away with the England squad for the European under 21 championship.
And here's Nico Williams. That's the ball in the middle. Nico Williams doesn't need him. And that should do it for Spain.
And it's been reported that Barcelona have agreed terms to sign Athletic Bilbao and Spain winger Nico Williams. Personal terms look to have been agreed over a 6-year deal. Barca seem to have fended off interest from Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. The Spanish champions are expected to activate his €58 million release clause over the next few weeks. Now, getting him registered could be another matter. That's about all we've time for today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
You said at the start of the season, the first campaign really about setting principles, getting your message across. The second campaign, you normally win.
I'll correct myself. I don't usually win things. I always win things in my second year.
New coach Ange Postecoglou vowed to bring back the silverware to South Melbourne the following season.
Well, it is safe now. And the Ericsson Cup is going back to the Bob James Stadium after 7 long years. It's Brisbane's day. It's Brisbane's season. Premiership to go with the Premiership.
A maximum high for Postecoglou Celtic. A blistering 8th treble.
If you've achieved something, aren't you supposed to say, yes, I have, and that's what I hope to do again.
So the big night has arrived for Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United. A competition that can save a season and change the next one. A night with double reward, a trophy, and a place in next season's Champions League. In towards Brennan Johnson, it's in! It's first blood to Tottenham in the Europa League final! And it's Brennan Johnson, the leading scorer, who delivers in Bilbao! Casemiro's on the move, that's right down the throat to the keeper, and it's hit him, and Hoyland's header! What a clearance! From Mickey van der Ven, Spurs managed to survive, but what about that from van der Ven? I mean, I've no idea what the goalkeeper's doing, but for van der Ven to get back and clear that.
I don't usually win things, I always win things, can you?
The full-time whistle, and Spurs have won the Europa League. It's salvation for Spurs in Bilbao.
Us finishing third wasn't going to change this football club. The only thing that was going to change this football club is us winning something.